the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Random Ceiling Fans. When you need to see something on camera and you don't know quite what to do, just point your camera at a random ceiling fan. It's the latest craze. Check them out on randomceilingfans.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for an amazing discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined by the ceiling fan free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hi, I have a ceiling.
There's no ceilings in
the studio. Yeah. There is no overhead light. I have never seen a room designed like this. I couldn't even have a damn ceiling fan if I wanted because there's nothing.
We have a jam-packed show this evening, and I've pulled someone in here just quickly that we have to do some business with here. Ladies and gentlemen, the international internet celebrity, Mr. John Ong. Hello, John Ong. How are you doing?
Hello. I didn't know that I'm actually on your show until right. 2 seconds after right. We got connected.
And now you know. So there you go. So here's my question for you, John. You we're trying to do this, get this scheduling finished. And you're going to be doing, I think, like 17 shows is what I think it was.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to fill the early hours.
Right. Yeah. No, Saturday morning, you are on at 10, but you can, and you're the very first show on Saturday. You can do anything before that actually the show after you doesn't start till noon. There's no one in the 11 o'clock slot. So you can actually have from 10 until noon on Saturday or even before 10 on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, but my question is Ding the Bell is scheduled for Sunday evening, the last show at 7 p.m. Is that no longer the case?
Yeah, no, that's still true.
Okay,
still
okay. Good. All right, good. I just want to make sure that...
I'm just doing, like you said, 20,000 shows. Mm-hmm.
So are you scheduling shows during our show?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm a very busy man.
Do you have the list? Like you're going to call everyone on the list and just... Oh, okay. Yeah. This is going to be a great show,
it
everyone.
It is, yeah. Next we're going to call.
Yeah. Right. Am I the first one to be notified?
I'll be sending out yes, you are. Because Fatty and I just finished the scheduling tonight. But the thing was, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but in your last email you said, oh no, can I add one more at 10 to 11 p.m. instead of a.m.? And that's what threw me. I was like, wait.
I didn't know
you wanted to p.m. Yeah. Okay.
It's very confusing because it is 10 p.m. there.
Right.
In Malaysia, so right. I'm scheduling all the earlier shows, you know, for the Asian.
Right. So earlier
will these shows be in that other language?
Yes.
In that other language. Yeah.
It will be multilingual.
Will you be translating?
No.
Oh, but that would be so awesome. I think we should do that. I think we'd stream it through here and then we'll just make up translations.
we may be breaking some kind of law.
What?
Like you know how when deaf people are in church or whatever,
oh my God.
And they have to provide like a sign language person.
Pride 48 is not compliant with the Americans with Disability Act, which basically just assumes that all English speaking people are people with disabilities.
Indeed. But you know, I think we may actually throw in some English just to kind of, if there are listeners out there who are listening and who are wondering, oh my gosh, we've been hijacked by the Chinese. Then at least I can tell them that they're, you know, tuning in at the right place in the right station.
There you go. Toppy Smelly in the chat room says he wants to do a live show now. Toppy, email me. We've got plenty of time.
You know, every corporation in the United States has been bought by either Japan or China. They'll just think that Pride 48 has been taken over by the Asians.
Right, exactly.
We've been bought out.
Now,
it's bought out by AMC.
Since that Peter G and Toppy Smelly are in the chat room, I can tell you that Life on the Shit List will be on at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So
you know, you should have given them a really shitty time.
Oh, wait, 3 p.m. on a Sunday, because I'm actually running their show, so 3 p.m. it's 2. Okay.
Adam and I are available also.
Can you include me?
On their email? Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should, whatever the shittiest time is, we should give it because the whole show, the premise of the show
is that it's
life talking about having a shitty life.
Right.
So I think that would be fodder for that. We'd be helping them out.
Yeah, we give them the show material.
3 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, 3 a.m. Sunday. That'll be great. Yeah, a lot of people, some people were sending me emails like with their, well, we want to go on at noon Pacific. And then I had to do the math in my head. So if you ended up with the wrong slot, it's because I suck at math. So that's all I'm trying to say. But
or,
I believe.
Or me flipping AM PM for you.
Yeah, let's see. I believe Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone was the one that requested that time slot. So, okay. You know, I'm just, because it seems like that Peter G and Toppy Smelly are upset about the 3 p.m. But yeah, sorry, that's what, you take that up with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, because he was the one that requested this.
Well, as you know, Wes doesn't want any brunch times or club times or any gay bathhouse times, anything he's going to be doing with his friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he needs it to be in between hair washings. Right.
No, he says Sunday 3 p.m. was his first choice, and that was your first choice. You got your first choice. Most people got their first choice, by the way. Let's see. So just so you'll know here, so there's Life on the Shit List at 3. 4 o'clock is Little Aussie Battler. 5 p.m. is Chaotic Raving. 6 p.m. is Greetings from Nowhere. And then a Ding Da Bell show at 7 with the closing show at 8. So
woo!
The Foul Monkeys will be on at 1 o'clock on Sunday. There you go. Should I just read the entire lineup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. All right, so the kickoff show is at 8 o'clock or 8:30 on Friday evening, followed by 20 minutes of silence at Big Fatty Online at 9 o'clock. Then Catching Up, which I believe is a Mike Lawson joint.
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah. So Catching Up with Mike Lawson is on at 10 p.m. on Friday evening. And then
Joe Batten.
Right. And then 11 p.m. on Friday evening is the Cocktails and Cuckoo Pies or something. I'm not sure who they are. And that rounds out our Friday evening. Saturday morning at 10 p.m. Penang time is is, I can't pronounce the Mandarin characters that you sent me. I wonder if Google Translate can pronounce those. Let's see if I copy this over to Translate. Hold on, please stand by. If I paste
them, will it do audio? Translate, I guess it will.
Yeah, to English. It'll, let's see.
Okay, glass. Peacock.
Peacock. It's this.
Ding da ling.
That's what it thinks it says. Is that right?
Ding da ling.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, it was.
Uh-oh. We're losing John Ong. We've lost the Asian.
It was such a poor translation.
it was such a poor translation that he couldn't even do that, I guess. Do I have to re-invite him? Because he'll be like, I don't know how to go back in my stream and find the invitation. Here he is. He's back. All right, he's back. Was that a correct translation?
It dropped, so I didn't hear it. Can you play it again?
Yes.
Ding da ling.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
Excellent. So ding ding ding. Circle gets a square.
Ping da ling.
It's ping da ling. It will be
not
at nine.
Ping.
No.
Ding 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 da ling.
Ding da ling.
Yes.
Ding
the Bell has, I started with, you know, the original Ding the Bell, and then now there's Ding the Ling, which is in Mandarin, and Ding the Luching, which is in Malay.
Well,
so I'll have, and then Penang Hokkien,
You're building a franchise here. It's the Ding the franchise.
Is it the same two hosts on all of them, or?
It is one host, well, you know the Bell, so she's on Ding the Bell, and then the same two hosts for the other two, yes.
Right.
Okay, so she's not on the other. She doesn't speak three different languages, is
correct.
I guess what I'm asking.
Toppy Smelly asks in the chat room, why does John have to speak so many languages? The answer to that is to make us all feel dumb. That's why he does.
Not intentional.
Whatever.
Over there in Asia, like if you cross the street, they speak a different language. Yeah. So you have to know like five just in the course of your day.
Well, that's true, especially in Malaysia, because they're, you know, our national language is Malay. Well, I guess not anymore, because I'm a U.S. citizen now. National language is Malay, and then because I'm ethnically Chinese, so my parents sent me to Mandarin school, and then we also learn English, and then you also speak other Chinese dialects like Cantonese or Hokkien.
Wow, that's just like a so those are just.
I really enjoy the poo-poo platter.
No, I said Zhuzhou. I said Zhuzhou.
Hey, did you ever try translating Ding Da Ling into English? What does it say?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's see if I paste this here.
It sounds like something a small child would call their penis.
Right.
Ding Da Ling.
In Spanish, it's bell bite.
What?
In English, it is in English, it's bell bite.
Bell bite.
Bell bite.
Ding Da Ling.
Bell bite.
In Spanish, it is
campana mordida.
Mommy, something bit my ding-da-ling.
Something bit my
ding-da-ling.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that old show. Oh, my.
Ding-da-ling.
Oh, my.
Just ding-da-ling. Just to be sure that you're saying that if I start, you're saying 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, and even 11 to...
Yeah, at this moment,
noon, there's nobody
yeah,
there
I'm
yet?
Sorry, okay. I'm not, all right, so I wasn't fair. So nine. So anytime in the morning, sometime in the morning on Saturday, sometime okay. before 11 a.m., John
Whenever
Ong.
Whenever Cocktails and Cream right, Puffs finishes.
Whatever, then John Ong. It'll
you
be
can start.
All John Ong the rest of the weekend.
Whenever
right,
that
so,
is.
So Saturday morning will be John Ong. And then,
knowing them, they have marketed to every gay rag in the U.S., they have news. They probably have News Channel 7 or whatever showing up with news vans.
Right. All right. And so, all right. So, moving on here. At noon o'clock on Saturday, we have the Seder Sphere. At 1 p.m., we have Chubbs Gone Wild. At 2 p.m., we have the Mad Dingo. At 3 p.m., we have a vacancy at the moment, but we're still waiting to hear back from that Blue Jeans guy and the Atlanta folks. So we've got a couple of people we're still waiting to hear from. If that doesn't get filled, then Dubious Intent, which is on at 4 o'clock right after that, we'll just start a little earlier and we'll eat into that time. The Angry Pantry is on at 5 o'clock after Dubious Intent. At 6 p.m. is the Instant Gratification Podcast. At 7 p.m., Working It Out. And at 8 p.m., it's All About Me. 9 p.m., Poking It With a Stick. 10 p.m., The Rambling Redhead. And then we have everything from 11 p.m. onward on Saturday night is open. So we have plenty of room for the shows that haven't responded yet.
It's the Pride 48 dance party.
It is. Sunday morning, well, actually, Sunday at noon, Secretly Timid kicks off the last day. Then Foul Monkeys, Spanking B. Arthur after that, Life on the Shitlist after that, Little Aussie Battler, Chaotic Ravings, Greeting from Nowhere, Ding the Bell, and closing show. There you go. That's.
I didn't hear Chubbs Gone Wild.
Chubbs Gone Wild was at Saturday at 1 p.m.
Oh, just so everyone knows, Spanking B. Arthur is the 500th episode, and it will be the final spank.
It will be the final spank. And if you're curious what that show is called, it's
CHUBBS QUANYI.
Was that in Chinese? Was it in Mandarin?
That it said Chinese traditional is what it said. Was that
okay,
correct?
Yeah, okay. No, I have no clue what that was.
CHUBBS QUANYI.
We'll just say it is. All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much, John Ong, for getting that all sorted out for us. And thank
right,
you for being here with us. We're sorry we're going to miss you at the in Vegas this year.
I know, our karaoke.
I know, we were gonna have the John and Daniel karaoke, 10 minutes.
I will try and see if I have good enough internet connection to maybe call in.
There you go, and we can do karaoke, because, there's no issues doing karaoke over the internet.
Maybe,
not.
Maybe. No, I mean just calling in to check out on the event. Okay, I will probably be calling you from a karaoke.
There you go. Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, if we can get some, John Ong live from the karaoke. Where are you going to be? You're going to be in China or something? Or?
No, I'm not going to China now. I'm going to, just going to go to Malaysia.
Okay, so just Malaysia. So we'll call you there, and then we'll be able to see what a karaoke bar in Malaysia looks like.
I have no idea. Oh, when is it? What day is it?
September 6th through the 8th. Yeah, September 6th through
the 8th. I don't know where I'll be there. Because I'll be in Malaysia, Bob.
Right. If only there, if only there was some app on your phone that would show us where you were, that would be amazing. Oh, wait, there is. So we just have to get you hooked up with the.
What we can do. So we have those big screens, right, in Vegas.
Right. We'll just.
Where the heck is John Ong?
Where in the world is John Ong? We'll do the Google Latitude with John Ong. So we'll put his little smiling face on the Google Maps up there.
That sounds kind of fun. What is it? What day is it again?
September 6th through the 8th.
No, you need to leave the app on and use all the data minutes that you have over there. And every time a new show, we'll just point to the map. That's where John is now.
Right. I'm sorry. Actually, here, let me. I think John needs it.
9月6日至8.
Yeah, I'll be in Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, well.
The capital. Well,
yeah, the capital of Kuala
of Malaysia.
Of Malaysia. Yes, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that.
But anyway.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John. We have to move along in our jam-packed show, but thank you so much for joining us here this evening. And
you're welcome.
Where can we find you, John Ong, on the internet? Where would we go to find you?
Oh, my God. You can find me at podcast.johnong.com.
Podcast.johnong.com. Right.
Then you get all the shows.
All the stuff. More John Ong than you can handle. All right. Thank you, John Ong.
Follow me on Twitter at John Ong.
Yes. There you go. Follow him on Twitter at John Ong. Thank you.
Then
so
you know
much.
Where I'll be. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Excellent. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Ong leaving the building now. Wow. We have got a huge show. We've got a contestant lined up for our trivia or for our questioning. Whatever. What are we calling that thing?
DI plus quiz show.
There you go. We're nothing if not just great at coming up with names. did Brian in the chat room ever reply to me what topic he wanted to do his quiz on?
I barely pay attention to the chat. I have no idea.
It would help if you knew how to read.
Brian, did you respond?
Peacock.
If so, what topic would you be interested in doing today? While you and Daniel work that out.
Peacock.
I went to Tulsa this weekend.
Yeah, I hear that. You went to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, I went to Tulsa because I wanted Whataburger. But we decided, you know, we shouldn't just go for Whataburger. So Mark is getting a car. So I said, why don't you do some test drives? And he has never, now I have never bought a car from a dealership, but he's depending on me.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to interrupt you just for a moment. Please tell me that this isn't going to be a 10-minute story that ends in the punchline about how Asians can't drive.
No, it's not.
Okay, good. All right. Just want to make sure. Just in case, you know.
He has never test drove, like done that whole process.
We've got some new folks here in that I don't think people necessarily know what a burger is.
Whataburger, not Whataburger. That Peter G has heard me talk about Whataburger a million times.
Whataburger, not Whataburger.
What a burger.
It's 36,864. That is the number of ways there are to dress a Whataburger. And we serve each one fresh, hot, and on a big toasted bun. So take heart, Mr. Three Slices of Cheese, no tomatoes, extra bacon, and grilled jalapenos. We got you covered.
Whataburger!
Just like you like it.
Yeah, see? Whataburger.
Anyway, so I went there for that, and I had to walk him through the whole process of how to talk to the salesman and all this kind of stuff and whatever.
What kind of car was he test driving?
Well, he's looking at either a Ford Escape, a Nissan Altima, or a Mazda 3.
Wow.
Something.
That is a wide range of cars.
It is. So we went, and we only test drove two. We did the Escape and the Nissan. And so we go and, you know, but I don't think the guy at the Ford dealership thought that we were serious about buying a car because he was not pushy. He really didn't even describe the features of the car. Nothing. I mean, it was like we had to pull information out of him for every little thing. And but I wanted to see the sync functionality. So I had him like do the little thing and, you know, goes bling, whatever, whatever. And you're like, climate.
Big fatty online.
You know, climate. And it goes, what temperature would you like? And I'm like,
peacock.
70, and it worked really well anyway. But the Altima, and maybe the Escape did all this, but the Altima had all these features. Like, did you know on the new Altimas, when you're airing up the tires, when it gets to the correct pressure, the car will honk at you. And if you go over pressure, it will honk three times, and then you let the air out, and it will honk once.
Honk three times on the when the pressure reaches.
So... anyway, so that was impressive. It has this display on the in the middle, like by the speedometer, that will show you all these things, like the pressure of the tire, the I don't know any reading, engine temperature, whatever. What's playing? What podcast is playing? All this kind of stuff. It also has voice activation.
Online.
And it also has the remote where you can start the car from like outside the car. Mm-hmm. And it's keyless, so you just keep the remote in your pocket and you just hit the button to start the car. Anyway, it was amazing. And then we went to, for some reason...
Sorry, I was trying to say.
Playing Big Fatty Online.
So we did that. We went and saw, don't ever go to a child's movie at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Anywhere. I just want to say, there were so many children.
You don't need to worry about that. I'm pretty sure that I have court orders telling me.
We went to see Epic. And it was a good movie, although I would say no need to see it in the theater. If you like animated movies, just wait and rent it. And then we had dinner. We did Restaurant of the Week. And we did it at, what was that place?
I don't know. Whataburger?
You called me an ass or something. I can't remember. The tavern. Some kind of Irish tavern thing.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What?
I posted a picture online of where we, and I said Restaurant of the Week, and you called me an ass.
Oh.
And I wasn't sure.
I did not. I said you bastards.
Or bastard, yeah.
You know why? Because the name of the place was Kilkenny.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
The name of the pub was Kilkenny, and so I figured someone would be like, oh my God, they killed Kenny. And so I was just following it up with, you bastard. I was just skipping over the, oh my God, they killed Kenny. I figured that people would get that.
I didn't get
apparently
it.
I was wrong.
That's just me. We ate at Kilkenny's Irish Pub, and I can't even remember what it was called, but I had some traditional... First of all, I forced myself to drink Irish beer because, and I hate beer, but I thought this has to be authentic. It looked very authentic. It looked a lot like pubs in Ireland and England and there. And so,
hey, it looks like an Irish pub.
I had an Irish ale.
Were they whistling and did they have soap?
No, that's Irish Spring.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's the same thing. Anyway, and I had some, I think it was called a body or something, an Irish body. Anyway, it's like a potato pancake filled with stuff. And I had like chicken with white wine reduction and garlic and shallots and whatever. And so that was my trip.
Oh yeah, but I said you had 3 minutes.
That was all of it. I didn't have anything else. It was really good.
I was trying to.
It was really good though.
Excellent.
The food was good.
So we have a quiz contestant here that we are going to be bringing on right now. I guess I should find a quiz first.
Did he ever tell you?
No one ever told me. So chat room, just pick a topic, chat room.
They're talking about Taco Cabana in the chat room. Maybe you can find a quiz on tacos.
Mexican food quiz. Let's see if we can find a Mexican quiz food. Let's see. This one here is a Mexican quiz. How many questions are this? How many questions are this? Oh, this one's 22 questions. Do we really want to go 22 questions?
No.
But we could just do 10 of them. All right. I got my quiz. All right. So let's see. Mexican food is what we're going to do here. I'm going to add in a telephone number here. So everyone at home, do not call his number. That would be mean of you to be calling his number while I say it out loud here. Damn it. I don't know. I don't remember Vera's voicemail number right off the top of my head because that's what I was going to say while I was pasting this. All right. Here we go. We're going to, That is such a nice... No, it's 3 p.m. Eastern time. John Ong.
Hello, this is Brian.
Well, hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am just ducky.
Daniel.
Yes? What?
Did you transfer me to whatever track
No,
or fix
because
whatever?
I never got that. So you're just going to sound like you're on Skype, whatever. You know, okay. No one would have known, but now you're saying it.
I expected it to be, hello, this is Brian. You've reached my voicemail.
I know,
His introduction sounded a whole lot like a voicemail message.
Do you often answer the phone that way, Brian? Do you like, hello, this is Brian?
Well, no, I knew you were calling, so that's why I answered it that way.
Because I think I'm going to start doing that. When I answer the phone now, I'm just going to be like, hi, you've reached Daniel. And then like just pause and see, and then if it's somebody I don't want to talk to, please leave a message after the beep.
Well, when I'm at work, I never know how to answer the phone because my job is not a customer servicey position. So I would feel really weird going, hello, you've reached Walmart. This is Adam. How can I help you? Or something, some crazy shit like that, you know, like you do for customer service. But at the same time, you want to sound like courteous or whatever. I always just answer, this is Adam.
Right. All right, so Brian, we thank you for being our second quiz contestant here on the Big Dubious Intent Show. You know, hundreds and hundreds of prizes, you know, to be given away here, all of them at your own expense. It's great because you can choose any prize in the world that you want to go out and buy. So tell us a little bit about how long have you been listening to podcasts, Brian?
I've listened to podcasts since Big Fatty was a child.
Oh my God, that is a very long time. Now,
I started listening to Big Fatty when he was on the other show with...
Barry Vader.
Yes, and I've listened to all of your shows, like all the political shows, this show, the one with the other guy, and it all gets melded together because they change so often. So.
Right, well, it's you should always just call the other guy. It's Big Fatty and the other guy, right? It's kind of like when he used to call into the Archer show. It was just like Big Fatty and that other guy.
And Archer, I've listened to him before, and he's changed his name to Paul. Mm-hmm. I listened to Vera Charles.
I'm so sorry.
I'm glad to know I'm glad to know that when Brian goes on other podcasts and he talks about your shows, Daniel, he'll probably say, I listened to DI Plus with Adam and that other guy.
That other guy, right. DI Plus with Adam and that other guy. Well, I think his
or
name is
Daniel and that other guy. I totally fucked that up.
Adam and that other guy. I think his name is Maddie.
Daniel and that other guy.
I'm only making fun of Auntie Vera Charles because she is blatantly trying to egg me on in the chat room because she is
you have to understand that I'm close to their age, so
they're so close to death basically. No, I'm just kidding. So Vera,
well, I'm 49, so I don't know if that's close to death or not.
No, but I'm 46, so there, you're closer to my age. No, the Vera is in the chat room. She's trying to basically blame me that I left an empty beer bottle in their planter outside, which I have no memory of.
Why would Auntie Vera say that I have a small pecker?
She wanted to, if you read down, she said she wanted to make sure that you were paying attention. There you go.
I read it like 10 minutes ago, but I thought I shouldn't respond to that because then that'll just egg them on. Don't feed the trolls. And now I just did it anyway.
Exactly. All right. So I just have one question before we get to the quiz here, Brian. So, Brian, do you remember that epic, great story on the Vera Charles program, the one where they had the mystery and the welts on the butts and the things like did you follow along with that?
Yes, I did.
You did. So I don't know why she like kill the thing like halfway through, just like no one cares. I'm just gonna shut it down.
Right.
Yeah.
I listened to Vera pretty intently, and lately she's kind of been doing a lot of soul searching. And so
yes.
I just think that's what I use Vera for. It's just, I have a 20-minute drive to work, so I listen to everybody on my drive to work.
Right. So she's been searching for her soul. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. That's going to be a very long search.
You must listen on such high speed to get all these podcasts in just 20 minutes a day. Yeah. I mean, Big Fatty alone is 20 minutes a day.
Right. Well, I listen to Big Fatty first thing in the morning, and then I listen to Rachel Maddow after that, and then I listen to whoever else is around after that.
Right.
So those are my two primary ones. I used to listen to Daniel Brewer's political podcast, but that went away. So.
Yeah, it did. It was a lot of work. Yeah, the other two things that killed my political podcast. Number one, it was a whole lot of work, and number two, Rachel Maddow got a TV show because it used to be that on Air America I could basically crib notes off of Rachel Maddow and sound really intelligent, and then because no one knew who she was, and then
let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen,
went big, yeah.
Daniel Brewer is nothing if he's not a hard worker on any podcast that he's on.
Yeah, exactly.
And diligently planning and writing and scribbling away to prepare for every single episode.
That's what I do.
I understand that. And the biggest reason that I listen to your podcast now is the singing goat. So.
Oh, we haven't even had the singing goat tonight.
I live for that.
All right, excellent. All right, so here you go. Your quiz this evening is going to be on Mexican food. Do you like Mexican food?
I love Mexican food.
Excellent. So
and
you're
I'm a chef too. So
you're
pretty well.
A chef. Oh, wow. See, so that's great.
And I work for a grocery store called Sprout. So
Sprouts.
I've got that food all around me.
Now, I remember Sprout as being the Green Giant's ward or something like that little.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not calling him a pedophile. I'm just saying he had this little dude that he hung around with named Sprout.
Little children don't like me, so that wouldn't work anyway.
All right, excellent. Here we go. Are you ready? Question number uno, because this is a Mexican quiz. So question number uno. Matter of fact, maybe we could do that. You know, we could do that because we are the best produced podcast in the world.
Right.
Question.
I believe that.
Right.
Question
number
uno.
All right, here we go. which of these is a flat Mexican bread made from flour or corn? Used to make many Mexican dishes. Is it A?
That would be naan.
Hold on. Is it A, flatbread, B, tortilla, C, a blintz, or D, a pancake?
A tortilla.
You are correct. I'm not even going to fill it in there because I'm sure that it was, I'm sure it's correct.
I actually had some of those today. So.
You had some tortillas today. I wonder if
you're not on my low carb diet. Can't do it.
All right, question.
I don't gain weight, so I can eat whatever I want.
I hate you,
bastard.
Oh, I know, I hate you. you're like Gooch.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, question.
I am like Gooch, actually.
Question number
dos.
All right, here we go. Question number dos. Which of these is a cold drink made from rice and almonds? Or almonds, I've heard it both ways. Is that a Jamaica, a soda, a tamarindo, or a horchata?
Horchata.
Oh, we had a little bit of interference on the line there. What was it?
Horchata.
A horchata. Let's see. How do I tell if this is correct? Oh, I have to submit. Well, we won't know until I submit the answer. So there you go. It's not telling me. Well, hopefully you're correct. We'll find out in a minute.
Okay.
Question number three. What is a deep fried pastry stick rolled in sugar called? Is it a mole, a churro, a chicarrones, or a gelata?
A churro.
A churro. I think you're right on that. Yeah. Question number four. What do you call a soup containing tripe? Is it menudo, sopa, tarquitos, or siete mares?
That would be menudo, number A.
I thought menudo was a singing group.
Well, they are that also, but it's also...
But they are also a soup containing tripe, is what you're trying to tell me.
Right.
All right.
We all have tripe inside our tummies, so...
Right. Ricky Martin can be in my tummy anytime. All right, here we go. Question number five. The two types of tortillas are flour and... Well, they said this in the first question. Anyway, two types of tortilla are flour and...
Corn,
yeah, okay, corn. Question number six, speeding along here. What are jalapenos? Are they a spicy green pepper, a mild green pepper, a spicy red pepper, or a spicy yellow pepper?
I didn't hear the first part of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are jalapenos? Are they spicy green peppers, mild green peppers, spicy red peppers, or spicy yellow peppers?
Spicy green pepper.
You are correct, sir. They are indeed. Question number seven. Queso is the Mexican word for lettuce.
Cheese.
Yeah, okay. These are really easy. What are enchiladas covered with? Guacamole, corn chips, tomatoes, or Mexican sauce?
Queso.
Mexican sauce.
What exactly is a Mexican sauce? I don't think I want to know.
It can be a enchilada sauce. It can be pico de gallo that's put through a blender. It can be cheese. It can be anything.
So it could be guacamole.
It could be cheese. Well, you can put guacamole on them, too. That's right.
So this is a trick question, right?
Right.
All right. How are most Mexican dishes served? This is question number nine, by the way. How are most Mexican dishes served? With chips and salsa, on tortillas, with beans and rice, or with jalapenos?
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa. I would have gone with tortillas. But all right. Chips and salsa. We're going to go there. What are tamales made of? Beans, corn dough, sweet pastry dough, or mashed chickpeas?
Cornmeal.
So corn dough.
The second one.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Submit and see your score. Let's find out. Oh, I have to enter my name. My name is Brian. All right, let's see. Submit and see my score. Here we go. Let's find out what your score is here. You got 9 correct answers out of 10.
Cool.
Now, let's see. I don't know which one you got wrong, though. Let's see. I want to know the answers. Click here. I have to click there to see what the answers
are.
You were correct about the horchata.
Okay.
And there you go. How are most Mexican dishes served? You said chips and salsa. The correct answer was beans and rice. So.
Okay.
You're not from Texas.
Teja.
If you didn't know beans and rice.
I'm actually from Colorado, so it's not
right.
Too far off.
From Colorado, which is, you know, it's we'd like to call it Texas because that's, you know, Colorado.
Is that like Big Fatty calling everything Mexico?
That right, exactly. We all call it. Let's see. Just as a side note here, did you see Neil Patrick Harris French kiss a dog the other night?
Did I see Neil Patrick Harris what?
French kiss a dog the other night.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm watching his show on Netflix right now. So
this was on the Tony. This is on the Tony Awards. So this was he was hosting the Tony Awards.
My roommate was supposed to record the Tony Awards and he forgot. So I yanked his gay card away.
I was gonna say you should have. You should move. Should get a new roommate or something.
I need to shout him out too. His name is Timmy, and he was supposed to record the Tony Awards. And we actually saw the opening number of the Tony Awards, and I said, did you record this? And he says, no, I forgot. And it's like, How can you be a gay man and forget to record the Tony Awards? And he slinked off to his bedroom.
But you saw the opening number, because the opening number was pretty awesome.
Yes, I did see the opening number, but I don't remember him kissing anything.
No, no, that was later. He was the dog from Annie. So the dog's name is Sandy in the show.
Oh, okay.
And so he was introducing.
That would have been nice to watch.
Yeah, he was introducing an act. And so Sandy started licking him on his face. And then at one point he turned around and was basically French kissing the dog back. Everything.
Awesome.
I have the recording of it here. Let's see. Let's see what it sounds like. I think that's the dog actually like barking there.
Awesome.
There you go. Never.
Awesome.
Never not
You've
funny.
Made my night.
There you go. All right. Well, Brian, thank you so much for taking the quiz. You know, by the way, 9 out of 10, I believe that ties you at least with Carrie. Wasn't Carrie.
Cool.
Didn't she get 9 out of 10 last time? Adam?
I didn't write it down, but that sounds
sure. Sure. We'll just go with that. All I remember is I didn't know how to say the word Gethsemane. Which I right. still don't know what the fuck that is. Anyway, so no,
it's
thank you, Brian. What?
It's Gethsemane.
Whatever. All right, so Brian, we appreciate you being on the show, and thank you for listening. And
sure.
Let go and pick yourself out a really good prize.
Okay.
Maybe like you know a new DVR or a new roommate.
I got a Real Touch over here.
Real Touch.
I'd like a Roku actually.
A Roku. Oh, you know, I in all seriousness, now Vera Charles, I said, "Oh, you should get this, you know, thing or whatever." And she, I do not like the computers. I do not understand them, and I do not have it. And so I got her that that 6-month thing to Netflix. And now suddenly, uh-huh. You know, she's like, oh, I've got my Roku and I've like, blah, blah. And she actually called me when she got a Roku. She's like, I need to know how to hook this Roku up to my television.
Right. Do you know that Vera Charles would be dead in the water without you, Daniel?
Yeah, I know. She would.
I think there's lots of people out in the world that need you. So you need to hang around.
Aw, isn't that so sweet? Thank you so much, Brian. I think that's sure. not true. But, you know, thank you.
No, it is very true because lots of people talk about you.
Yeah, people talk about me all the time. Excellent. Well, Brian, make sure you listen next weekend on Pride 48 for the big, you know, Pride 48 marathon next weekend.
I will. And, I'm actually listening to the last episode you posted. So.
Oh, okay. Tell me how that turns out. All right. So
5 minutes before we do right. the current show.
Right, exactly. All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night, guys.
All right. Good night.
Okay. So here.
Good night, Adam.
Good night.
Night, Daniel.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
You should just call me that other guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
This is not a goat screaming, but.
That's Sam Kinison.
It's a dog.
Dog?
Anyway, it does that over and over again. They're like, Cody, Cody, and he's like, ah. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm confused how things go viral and whatnot. All right, excellent. So we've done our quiz. We talked about the Philippines.
We didn't.
Oh, well, then talk about the Philippines.
I may be going.
You may be going to the Philippines?
Well, so...
What, did like John Ong not use one of his tickets or something?
Right, he's giving
he's giving you a ticket?
He's stuffing me in his luggage. And then I'm just going to take the ferry from Malaysia to the Philippines, you know. Mark is renewing his contract and he will be taking a like 2 month. Like, I don't know if anyone remembers last year when I complained over and over and over again that he was gone.
Yes, I do recall.
Well, he's going to be gone again, but he said that I should come over one of the weeks that he's there and
go on a little vacation. I find it really kind of disturbing that you require your boyfriends to have a contract with you.
Yes, he's renewing his contract. Yes.
Thank goodness my boyfriend is going to renew his contract for next season.
We are still negotiating the terms of the contract, something about green M&Ms.
I will do no butt stuff.
Yes, probably. But that's it. That's all I was going to say. I don't know. It's very expensive, so I don't know if I'm going to or not. Oh, one other announcement, and this is about Mark. I'm like 90% sure.
Yes.
That he will be making an appearance at Pride 48 Vegas.
So we will get to meet Mittens in Vegas.
Possibly. I mean, I'm like 90%.
That's going to be so awesome. I know he doesn't like podcasts or whatever, but can he come on our show? Can we like dress him up like
like Kato or something, and just have him like come out with like a pillow with a microphone on it and hand it to us. And like,
I guarantee you, he will not come on our show. But he said the only show that he would attend is my show.
Oh,
and the rest of the time he would be doing other stuff.
You and the other guy. But what about the what, he won't be at the opening show? Sure, he'll be at the opening
look,
show.
We're still negotiating his boyfriend contract. I don't know what he's doing for the rest.
He should go to the Ding De Bell show because, you know, they're his people.
They're not going to be in Vegas.
Oh, that's true. They won't be in Vegas. All right, he's off the hook then. All right. That just makes me sad that Ding De Bell's not going
to be. But I know that we were supposed to be talking about other things other than Vegas. We were supposed to be talking about June 21st.
Yes, I know. So let's talk about that. So June 21st, I think we already have. We've covered that with John Ong before. June 21st through the 23rd. By the time you post this show, it will already have passed.
So one question about that.
Yes.
Are we doing our regular show next week as well as the Pride 48 show, or are we just doing the Pride 48 show?
I think we should just do the Pride 48 show.
Okay.
So there will be no Wednesday show next week. We will just be doing the
Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Correct.
Unless Pride48.com.
Now, I have put us up for Flux.
That would be the 22nd.
Right. I'm just saying that I put us up for Flux, so in case someone can only do, like, some of the people that have not yet responded, there's two shows that haven't responded yet, and if that's the only time that they could do would be that time, then I'm perfectly happy with them taking that, and we can take another time. But more than likely, it will be 4 o'clock. There's nobody in the 3 o'clock slot right now, so my guess is that if someone can't do the 3 o'clock, but they could do the 4 o'clock, we'll just swap with them. So, we'll publish the schedule will get published.
I will be packing and doing a show all at the same. I mean, as we're finishing up our show, I'll be like putting the microphone into the box to go to my new house. So, excellent. Yes.
Yeah, I can't. Someone in the chat room typed in Pig Latin. It's Crone that typed into the Pig Latin. Apite elisme. Inwe ude uye artste u orye uvme into we ite. Ikenche Oopke. Wow.
Tommy Smelly earlier said he was going to do his next show in Pig Latin.
Oh, what do you say your move into the chicken coop? There you go. When do you start your move into the chicken coop? That's what I'm saying. Gotcha.
Right.
It is hard to read. All right, excellent. Are we going to do this other thing then?
If you have something to say, because like I said, none of that stuff was relevant to me. Mm-hmm. But we can certainly briefly talk about it if you'd like.
I think, you know, people kind of expect it from us.
Okay.
Don't you? I mean,
sure. Yeah.
Next to Big Fatty Online, we are
I understand.
People trust our view on technology next to Big Fatty. Now, you know, he's like where you go for the real tech stuff, but for us. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it. All right, DI Plus Technology there. No, John Ong. Mono. 96K Mono. We don't do stereo. Mono.
Doesn't really matter anymore, does it?
Yeah, because there are some people that are listening to us on 3G or less when they're mobile.
On tin cans?
No, I'm just saying that in some parts of the country that don't have good cell phone service, they, you know, that, because when you go 96 stereo, you could go all the way up to 118, that, you know, or whatever the 96 times 2 is.
Right. Wouldn't be 118.
Whatever.
193 or something like that.
If only I had a goddamn calculator.
92. I don't know.
Calculator. Anyway, so since we don't do AAC and we do that. Anyway, but the point is 96 mono means that we get a nice sound. But since we're not music shows, you know, stereo's not missed.
And the password to the live stream is
Peacock. 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 All right, so technology stuff. A whole bunch of shit happened in the tech world.
Yeah, it was
all
great
at the same time. So
I'm excited. They've got a new $6,000. Actually, it has not been announced, but a new multi-$1,000 Mac Pro.
Yes, the new Mac Pro. But we neither of us are Apple people. So there was the whole WWDC, which basically they There's no new hardware or anything this year from Apple. It's all, or this piece from Apple. It's basically they're updating their iOS to the new design, which is Johnny Ive is spearheading the new design, which they're calling flatter. But then there's some art purists out there that are going, well, that's not actually flat design, because flat design wouldn't have gradients on it. Oh, and if it doesn't have the rounded corners, then we don't. And it's like, you know, these people are just really...
They did make hardware announcements. They have a new Mac Pro.
Okay, so they have a new MacBook Air. I just said that neither of us are. The kind of Apple hardware that our listeners would care about are going to be new phones or tablets, and none of those were.
They also have a new version of OS X. Mm-hmm. It's called Mavericks.
It's called Mavericks.
And they have iTunes Radio.
So let's talk about that, because that's the one that's of interest to me, because I don't know, did we talk about the Google Play All Access when it came out during I.O.?
Briefly,
I think we did.
Briefly we did, yeah.
So, and these two things are not really comparable, because what the iTunes Radio is really, it's a Pandora. It is most similar to Pandora in the sense that it's ad-supported, it's free, unless you are a Hoosie What's It subscriber. What's it called? Match, Music Match subscriber. So if you are the $25 a year Music Match subscriber, then you can get this without ads. But it's unclear at this point, like how many songs you can skip. And it's kind of more like Pandora in the sense that you can basically type in a group and get some songs from that group, but you can't on demand say, I want to listen to the Scoobies by the Scooby-Doos.
They say, tune in to iTunes Radio on your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Mac, PC, or Apple TV. Mm-hmm. You'll have access to featured stations right. inspired by the music you already listen to, and
right,
more
so
than
right.
200.
This is all Pandora-like. So in other words, it's not, whereas Google Play, the All Access, which you do pay for, like $7.99 a month, is more like a Spotify in the sense that I can type in any song name in their catalog and I can listen to it 100 times in a row, or I can skip in. I'm not restricted to the number of times that I can listen to a specific song, or I can just say I can build my own playlist and things like that. So iTunes Radio, they're just different services. So they're not really comparable. So you really have to kind of compare iTunes Radio to the RDO Pandora kind of thing out there. So I just don't know. I don't know why people were really that excited about it, because you already have Pandora on iTunes.
I find this interesting. They say more than 200 genre-focused iconoclastic stations.
Right. And that's nice, but you know what? We have that on Google Play too. We have curated playlists under genres under Google Play.
They must listen to this show.
That's what they do, because they're very iconoclastic.
They are.
But yeah, it's you know, it was, I didn't really think, I guess my here's the thing. I was just really underwhelmed by the whole Apple announcement thing. They really didn't have anything. It was like, why? And maybe because this is a developer conference, maybe they should have just come out and said that ahead of time. Like, oh, what the fuck is that? Jesus Christ. Something right outside my window. You know, it was just kind of one of those, I don't know, it was a very underwhelming kind of announcement. Yet at the exact same time, Microsoft was doing an announcement over at E3. So it was really funny on Twitter. I was watching the live announcements on it, and it was like they were basically cutting back and forth between E3 and the Apple WWDC. So over in E3 world, we were basically getting all the new titles for the new Microsoft One and the new Sony PlayStation. And there's a whole controversy going on there. I've now moved off of Apple. I'm over to the console gaming world. So there's a whole new controversy over there about, you know, the Microsoft, the Xbox One, which requires an always-on internet connection, and many people have their panties in a twist about that. I thought the most genius thing was that the Sony marketing during this whole thing, because I don't know if they hired the same firm that did the Oreo marketing or whatnot, but Sony has just been spot on the, as soon as Microsoft announced their new scheme on how to share used games, which involves you having to transfer ownership and you can only do it one time, and it was this very complicated thing about DRM and whether the producers, you know, the game producers will allow you to trade the games after you've bought them or not. And then Sony came out with a video that basically like, here, Sony proudly announces our new used game policy, and it's a dude going, here you go. Like handing the other guy his used game, like, here you go.
Right.
Have fun. Right. So I thought marketing wise, Sony definitely won the day. Everything
well, I didn't
that Microsoft
pay a lot
said,
of attention. Although the only people that I listened to are the same ones that you listened to, and they all said the hardware is almost identical between the two.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
And that they thought Sony won in the other areas because Sony was allowing you to trade or right. to sell games and to trade games and all that. They also yeah. don't require a connection to the internet. There were several things that they were doing differently.
Yeah, and I don't view the whole internet thing as, I mean, who doesn't, right? I mean, if you're playing console games in the United States in your house, you more than likely have an internet connection, and it's not
more than
going to be something, and it's not even going to be something that you care about. It's like, why are people acting like they're going to be metered for this internet connection over their cell phone connect, you know, whatever. It's just, it's one of those things. It's like, you're going to, my Xbox, when it was hooked up, was always connected to the internet. So what does it matter? I think the real thing here is that these consoles, because the hardware is so the same across these different platforms, or even from a high-end PC for that matter, really what they're trying to do is they're trying to differentiate themselves by their entertainment services, which is what the internet connection is all about, right? I can't tell you what's coming up on television and let you change channels and find, you know, by using a show name or whatever, unless I have the most recent program guide. And the only way I can get that is by getting it off the internet. So I need to be connected to the internet in order to make everything else on my system work. So in order for me to give you sports scores and stats while you're watching live television and everything, I need to connect to the internet. And that's really kind of what it is. I think Microsoft really dropped the ball from a marketing message standpoint of not just making that more clear. It's like, you know what? This is not just a gaming console. We need to be connected to the internet for all the other great features that we have.
Well, and they did that in their... Whatever they had an announcement a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they did.
Where they focused on all the Xbox.
But they didn't. But then but in that time, they didn't want to talk about the, they didn't want to talk about, oh my God, you have to be connected to the internet and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, the point is, I thought the most despicable thing that happened on either of these two things was the Electronic Software Association, ESA, the people that run E3, that basically Ouya did not want to participate in E3 because it's basically closed to the public. So they rented the parking lot across the street from the convention center and set up a booth there that anyone could go to and see their stuff. So the ESA actually rented the parking spots in front of the lot and parked two large semi trucks to block people from being able to see the booth.
Why would you?
Which then got Ouya to then rent the parking spaces in front of the trucks in order to put up banners and things that said, oh, by the way, behind these trucks is Ouya and whatever. And then ESA called the police and had them check all their permits and stuff like that, which ended up being a huge boon for Ouya from a press standpoint, because they got to like put all these Twitter messages out with them taking their pictures with the cops on their little Segway thing. So, and everything was fine. I mean, they were allowed to stay there, but it was just kind of like, really, you're gonna like put a semi truck and say you should have just ignored them, but you gave them more press than you really should have. But I had this conversation with Steven this evening about the future of console gaming, which would bore every single person that listens to this show, so I will not talk about it now. But we're at that weird crossroads now where we kind of have to, in much the same way that trade shows are dying, I think, you know, we're at a point here where things are changing. Console gaming 8 years from now is not going to look anything
one
like it does
day
now.
We will have one computer, like the master computer
in our
home. And yes. It will just control, the TVs will be hooked up to it. The multiple monitors around the house will be hooked up. Mm-hmm. The door locks, the oven, the refrigerator, the toaster. It'll all, if you want to play a game, whatever.
Right.
I've got
a prototype of it here. I'm running it right now. Let's see. I can show you a little test here. Yeah, let's see. Who is Barack Obama? It's the only one that works. And it doesn't even work. It's not even reading it back to me. Let's see. Who is... give me a name. Who is Big Fatty? And I will always
love you. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite.
Pretend I'm playing the news song here, because I accidentally deleted it off of my whatever it is. I'll put it in post. So why don't you just say the news?
The news.
Excellent. Okay. So in the news this week.
Yes.
Let me just pull that up right now. I'm prepared. In Wilmington, Daniel Metzger had a problem that wouldn't go away. The Newark truck driver lived with an erection that lasted about 8 months.
Oh, my God.
A result of a botched surgical procedure by a Wilmington urologist who performed a penile implant on him in 2009, according to a medical malpractice lawsuit being heard this week in Newcastle County Superior Court. Now, I always heard that if the erection lasts over 4 hours, you should immediately contact,
you should contact
a physician.
A physician, but maybe he's suing a physician, I guess. So
yeah, it says, wherever the 44-year-old went, his condition got in the way, said his attorney.
Wherever he went, his big boner got into the way. And by the way, you could have done this. It's like,
The great flavor of a margarita is here.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. Yeah, retrieving the morning newspaper became a problem, riding his motorcycle. Even family events became uncomfortable because, as his lawyer put it, Dan is stuck in this position.
He is stuck in this position. You could have played this.
So Metzger ended up
You're listening to BBC, BBC World News.
Right. Metzger ended up getting the prosthesis removed in August 2010. Mm-hmm. After tubing from the device punctured his scrotum during a family trip to Niagara Falls.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway.
So how did... Does he still have a boner?
There's no end to... I mean, he's currently suing them, so there's no result. Let's see. It says, they suggested Metzger should have known something was wrong after he had the surgery when he said his scrotum swelled to the size of a volleyball. Instead, he didn't report anything amiss until April, which was, I guess, months later.
Wait, if his scrotum was the size of a volleyball, how did he put on pants?
Metzger said he'd been told there would be swelling, so he thought it was normal. Anyway.
All right, so move along. It's making me uncomfortable.
So, look, guys, if you have one over 4 hours,
call Adam.
Seriously, I'll help you out. I can get rid of them. A 50-year-old St. George man is in trouble after he allegedly found a female neighbor unconscious on her front porch and allegedly claimed he had sex with her to try to warm her.
There's a lot of alleging going on there.
He allegedly claimed, or did he claim that he allegedly? I don't know. Roger William Kelly told police he inserted his penis inside the unconscious 29-year-old on May 19th because, quote, he was trying to save her life. According to court documents, he said he did place it inside her to try to get her temperature up. Police wrote
I was just trying to warm her up with my penis.
Kelly, well, that's what I do. I mean, even when I'm warming soup.
Right.
I mean, that's the best way to do it. Right. You stick it in there.
I mean, that's just basic science, right? I mean,
exactly.
You warm up the soup, you know, you put your penis in it. That's just science, right?
Kelly told officers that he found the woman passed out in front of her apartment and brought her inside his apartment, changed her clothes, and put her on his bed. He said he then lay down next to her and hugged her to try to get her temperature up because she had been outside, then attempted intercourse to warm her.
Oh, yeah. See, he was just trying to save her life, really.
Anyway, so there you Excellent. Go. The woman later thought she had been raped when she woke up.
Yeah, she thought she had been raped? The man put his penis in her when she was unconscious.
So finally, this week,
yes.
Finally, Daniel.
Yes, I know. Finally.
It's that time
finally,
of year again.
I happen to be. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's that time of year again where students across the nation are getting drunk and they're walking across the stage to get their diplomas.
Yes.
But a special graduation was held for a not so typical graduating senior in Wheatland, Iowa. Mm-hmm. 101 year old Pearl Russ had her dream come true, only making it to the 8th grade. She always wanted to get her high school diploma.
Yes.
In those years, we just didn't do this. We couldn't because the wages wasn't there and my dad didn't get that much money, Russ said. You know, they didn't teach her good grammar when she was finishing her high school diploma, apparently.
Whatever. You know, they had a different grammar back then. She's 101 years old.
Wheatland Manor Care Facility, where she lives, decided to give her a graduation ceremony. Russ even got to dress in complete graduation attire.
Yes.
So anyway, in front of friends, family, and family, she walked to get her diploma and gave a short speech afterwards.
Aw, well, that's really nice.
It doesn't say, though, if she actually, went through the education that you're supposed to.
No,
it just says
she's
her
lived 100 years, right.
Her home gave her
it's an honorary
celebration.
we're listening to BBC One. That's the BBC World News thing.
This is BBC World, putting news first.
We're going to get like a copyright pull down from something.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish.
Okay.
Ready?
Excellent.
Isn't it buen cumpleaños a tu or something like that?
Yes.
A ti? I don't know.
Well, cumpleaños. She's going to sing it. Let's see. She's going to sing it in Spanish right now. You ready?
Yeah. Cumpleaños feliz. Oh, cumpleaños feliz. A ti. Ah, okay.
It's cumpleaños feliz or something like that. Okay.
Anyway.
Excellent. Move ahead.
Turn around.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely.
All right, this is Bonnie Tyler.
Wow, you got that quick.
Just because I hate this song. I like the Glee version of it, but the Bonnie Tyler is like, yeah, it's all right. So here we go. Bonnie Tyler, Feliz Cumpleaños.
Yeah, so Bonnie Tyler is 62 years old.
62 years young.
And in this music video, she looks very 80s.
Yeah, she looks 80.
No, she looks 80s, like the era,
it
because that's when that...
It is one of the creepiest, that... weirdest videos ever in the history of the world. This is, I don't know what the name of this song is, but it's the thing that they play when the president enters the room.
It's
sure
called
it has
the United States Presidential Anthem, Hail
okay.
to the Chief.
Hail to the Chief is what I was looking for there. All right, Hail to the Chief. So this must mean that it's the birthday of our Lord and Savior.
It is not.
George W. Bush.
Oh, I don't know which one is, it's the old one. Is that the old one?
No, that would be George H.W. Bush. So it is. It's George H.W. Bush, his birthday, huh?
Yes, it's George Bush Sr. It looked like he was going downhill last year. I mean, everything you'd see about him in the news, he had the flu or was in the emergency
right.
room or whatever.
But then he ate some babies and now he's back.
Or he was jumping out of a plane. I don't understand. But anyway, George Bush Sr. is 89 years old.
89 years old. He's seeing 1,000 points of light.
All right. So our last birthday.
The last birthday.
You're going to hate this theme. I mean, you're going to hate that I'm playing this theme.
All right.
But I'm going to play it anyway.
Apparently the entire cast of Growing Pains is like on your...
this is not Growing Pains.
This is... And I bet we'll be together for a million more. This is Family Ties.
It is Family Ties.
Family Ties. All right, so Family Ties is the one with... the blonde-headed smoker lady and the dude, the liberal
Daniel,
dude.
What would we do, baby,
without us? And this has Michael J. Fox in it and Justine Bateman. So I'm going to go with Tina Yothers. No? Oh, Michael J. Let the record show that you on video are shaking like Michael J. Fox, that you are doing a Parkinson's imitation shaking.
I would never do such a thing. Do you know that he has another show coming on in the fall?
I do. And we should talk about that. Not now.
And I think I haven't really, I've only seen bits and pieces of like the trailer or whatever they call it, like the advertisement for the show. But it appears that they're actually making fun of the fact that he has Parkinson's in the show.
There's nothing funnier than that. I mean,
but what else could they do?
Gold,
I mean, it's kind of like the
Right.
What's it called? The whatever in the room?
Right. The elephant in the room.
Elephant in the room.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, just think of all the possibilities. Think of all the things that could shake out of his hand every week. It's just like the possibilities are just right. Endless.
He's 52. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Excellent. That's not the right one. That's all right. It's the extended one, though. Lasers. See, that's why I don't like that one. It has no lasers.
You see, I thought my Android tablet was going slow the other day, and I went into my downloads and I just deleted everything.
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
That's all right. You know what? We need to. We were gonna send that to John Ong. John Ong was gonna re-record 321 Contact for us. Remember?
In Mandarin.
Yeah. And I got a. He
yes,
sent us the
I
demo.
Do remember that, but you didn't.
No, he sent us the demo reel of it, which sounds like this. Right, but we never sent it to him. We were going to send it to him, and then we never did.
By we, you mean you.
Yeah, probably me. All right, so excellent. So let's get right to our contact this week, shall we? We've got some emails, which is new for us because it's, you know, we don't read.
contact@dubiousintent.com.
All right, this is a very long email that came into us from our good friend to the north, Turnip Head, which, by the way, you spelled head wrong. It's H-E-D. So Turnip Head, who says, so I just wanted to touch base and let you know what crazy stuff I am up to. Now, didn't he sent this out to a lot of people, right?
Yes, he did.
So if you are a friend of Turnip Head, you probably already heard this stuff. So why are we including this here?
It was an email sent to contact@dubiousintent.com.
Excellent. All right, let's see. You're going to hit. So he is doing a 5K. I'll get to the crux of it here. He's doing a 5K walk. It's been a goal of his for a long time, pretty much since the day I was told I would never run again, but I want to beat this heart thing and get my life back. So I'm going to be participating in the Pride and Remembrance Run 2013. So Turnip Head will be doing a run. But he'll be walking. I don't want to get all Sally Struthers on you, so hey, drop me a line, give me ass kick, and share a few bucks. That would be great. The information is below. So if you would like to support Turnip Head, a good friend of Pride 48, a good friend of the show, in his walk, can we put this link on our site?
Yeah.
Can we put sure. it in the, so if you go to dubiousintent.com and on this episode, there is a link that you can click on and it will take you to the, you know, a thing like a little button that says sponsor me and you can then sponsor him. His fundraising goal is $250. He is currently at $175. So he's not asking for a whole lot. So if you can spare $5 or $10, it goes to a good cause. It's the Pride and Remembrance Run up there in the Canadian land. So make sure that you,
does it have dates on there? Because we got the email like a week ago, and I would hate for it to already be...
It is June 29th is the walk, or the run. So there you go. So please go and click on the thing. And just for those folks that are currently listening in the chat room, I'll just go ahead and put the... please share that on your websites and your social medias. Your social medias and such. So there you go. It's a good cause, and he's a good guy, and we all love Turnip Head. We love all of our Canadian listeners, all two of them. All right, let's move on then. We got another email, and I'm going to absolutely mortify someone if I read this, because it comes from, you know, C.C. Marshall,
Oh, is that the one who never wants you to read her emails?
Never, ever wants us to read the emails. But I'm not going to read the preamble part. I'll just read the thing. Although the Xbox One highlight clips was awfully darn funny, I couldn't figure out why those Microsoft product managers were so excited about sporks.
Because, I mean, a spork is so versatile.
It is. It's a spoon and a fork. That's why. It's just a... also, please check in on Miss Kathy Bacon. I think she might have gone off her meds again.
Your cat's behind you.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for warning me about that. You know, they like to sneak up on me. And please make sure that Adam unwraps his produce before he eats it. Even if he's eager, I worry about him too. Maybe he's spending too much time around Miss Whitney Houston and the Screaming Goats.
Maybe. I haven't had any unfortunate... plastic disc incidents lately, so I think I'm good.
All right, and she said I'd like to take a DI Plus quiz as long as it isn't about Jesus, opera, or Star Wars. You know what? That is the wonderful thing. If you would like to take a quiz on our program, all you have to do is send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, and say that you would like to participate in the quiz. You actually get to pick the topic. You can tell us what topic you'd like to take the quiz on. So there you go. And you know, just like Brian this evening, you could get 9 out of 10 questions correct.
Yeah, and maybe, if you right. call us about celebrity deaths, you might win a huge pot of money.
You might.
That will.
You might.
You know.
You never know. I mean, I'm not saying that we have a pot of money, but you might. You might win a pot of money. You never know. All right. So let's.
Here's what I think we should do about that.
What should we do? Yes.
I think we should do it for Vegas this year.
All right, we're just running way over time here. We got 4 phone calls, and they look like they're all from Kathy Bacon. I don't have the Kathy Bacon theme song. Kathy Bacon called us. All right, here we go.
Hello, plussies. good thing I made this call before I drank that big old gallon of margarita mix over there. Margarita. What is it?
Right. You are aware there's no alcohol in a margarita mix, right? It's just a mix. I just want to make sure.
Strawberry daiquiri. I don't know what it is. It's got tequila in it anyway. I was driving down the street, and I was like on my motorcycle, vroom, vroom, and driving down the street, and looked up, and the sign at the McDonald's says, dip to cones, too, in my town. All right, I can't wait. Okay, let me see.
What is she saying?
She says the sign at the McDonald's says dipped cones.
Oh, dipped
in
cones.
In my town. I can't
she's
wait.
Getting it. She's moving on up. She is she's moving into real world now. She's got the dipped cone at the McDonald's.
I like the menu now tells you how many calories it has because then I can just come home, and if it has 172 calories, then I can just come home and walk on my treadmill until I did 172 calories, right?
Right.
I can't wait.
She didn't even know how to end that one. She just
she was thinking about
just the exhale.
I like that. Actually, I like that better than people saying "love the show, bye." Or
right?
Something.
Yeah, just exhale. End. Just call in and just like
just be talking about a dip cone. Exhale and hang up.
Hey Adam, do you have any idea how many calories are in a head of lettuce?
It's not very many.
How many calories in lettuce? So Google has added this to their new search thing. You can ask about different foods, and it will come up and tell you this. So
apparently not in voice, though.
No, it won't read it, but I was just doing it so I didn't have to type it. So basically, there are 5. There are 5 calories for every cup of lettuce.
You know, speaking of lettuce,
yes,
I made, because of this low-carb thing, I'm trying to think of creative things to do. So I made Mexican lettuce wraps last night.
Yes.
So I did ground turkey because I'm trying to be healthier. Mm-hmm. And I did, I had to do my own Mexican seasonings because all of the packets have sugar and they have carbs. And so I couldn't use them. So right. I just did chili powder and cumin and salt. And I did some caramelized onions and garlic and cilantro. Uh-huh. And then I put it in the lettuce with a little bit of cheese and a little bit of sliced avocado.
Yeah.
Very good.
By the way, the McDonald's ice cream cone, if you also eat the cone, has 150 calories. All right, moving on here to our next voicemail that comes from Kathy Bacon. Kathy Bacon called us again. Yeah.
Hi, do you have chocolate dip cones?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'll have one.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
$1.49
Thank you. The
super enthusiastic and very friendly. That's how I always order my chocolate chip cones. So now, what I'm hoping is that it'll be delicious.
It'll be what? She's hoping it'll be what?
It'll be delicious.
Oh, she's hoping it'll be delicious.
I think that's what she said.
All right. So she's ordered. We got to hear her order her cone. I'm echoing back on your channel, by the way. So we got to hear her ordering her cone, which I'm assuming is just done for legal reasons. Like she's aware that she's off her meds, and she just wants to make sure that in case something happened, that it was recorded. Like, you know, she could go back as a record to get it. Avocados have 12 grams of carbs, I'm told. All right, moving on to our next phone call. Is this from Kathy as well? It says debt relief.
You don't have to play that one if you don't
want. Is this an ad?
Yeah.
Oh, we won't play that. All right, so let's go to our last voicemail here since we're over time here. Let's go to our very last one. Kathy Bacon called us three times. All right, here we go.
Okay, my new love is Chrome. So from here on out, I would like to be known as Chrome Bacon.
Cone.
That'd be Chrome. Oh, that's Jupiter Chrome Haven,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's Chrome Haven. Yeah, Cone Bacon. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I get it now. Chrome is my search engine.
Right. No.
Like Internet Explorer.
No, it's your browser.
Awesome. Okay. I have to re-listen to this because I did. And I am going to have an ice cream cone.
Yes.
After work. And then I'm going to digest for a few minutes while I change, and I'm going to do yogas and Pilates. Pilates.
Yeah.
Not yogas and Pilates.
Right.
Okay, bye.
All right. So I think these were out of,
weren't. That's the order that they came in.
But she ordered the cone before she made this call. So she's now figuring out that Chrome is the browser, but she said it was the search engine, but it's the browser. And so, yeah, Chrome Bacon, I guess, is what she wanted her name to be. It was Chrome Bacon instead of Chrome Haven. She wants to be called Chrome Bacon.
Yes.
Excellent. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was. I really, you know what? That is the order that those voicemails came in.
That just makes no sense. But then again, it is.
It's confusing, but maybe she had had a cone a right. few days previous and then decided she was going to have another. It was so good, she was going to have
so
another
good.
Cone.
You know, well, now that it's very exciting to get the dipped cones in your town. I don't know if, do you have the dipped cones in your town?
We do.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the dipped cones is, we don't have the dipped cones. We had the rolled cones. So
you
instead of dipping it in the chocolate, which means the candy shell or whatever, you'd roll them in the crushed nuts, right? So it would give you, you know, like a little salty peanutty thing on there. But the big difference is that you can lick that. You can't lick the candy, you know, the hard one like that.
Really?
Yeah. So I would go and get the cone that was rolled in the nuts and stuff, and I'd sit outside and I'd eat it, and people would drive by and they'd go, "Look at him go!" TI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. That dog kind of looks like the one that French kissed Neil Patrick Harris the other night. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You didn't play any Pride 48 promos like I asked you to.
Because we look at how long we went. We've been recording now for 17 hours.
We have not. This is about the same length as all of our shows.
All right, fine.
But we don't have to. I can add it in and post.
Nope. I'm going to do it right now. Let's see. Where do I find them? I go to the Pride 48 website. Pride48.com.
Yep.
I'm going to go to, where would I find the? Oh, promote.
Promote. Yes. And you have a choice.
Promo number one. Here we go.
It's Ed.
It's Jeremy from the It's All About Me podcast.
Join us for a live streaming weekend on Pride48.com.
June 21st through June 23rd, you'll hear some of your favorite GLBT and GLBT-friendly podcasts broadcasting live.
You should be there because it's hip to be square.
Right. See you then.
Oh, that's great.
Look how cute they are.
That is. That's really good.
I mean, listen,
the only
cute
thing
they
that
are.
They did not mention the fact that John Ong was going to have 16 shows. That was anyway, see, I picked it right back up right where we were.
Wow, how professional are you?
Yeah, I know, I'm very professional, whatever, you know. It's like I've done this once or twice. All right, so we will not have a show next week, but you will hear us on Pride 48 on June 21st through 23rd. So make sure that you turn it in. Go to pride48.com to check out the schedule. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.